I'm Alex Cox.
And I'm Savannah Million.
And this is Roboism,
a podcast about robots and tech and isms.
And if you are reading this, you're hopefully a Relay FM member. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is our special episode, and we have two very special guests today, John Siracusa and Jason Snell of the podcast Robot or Not, which is one of my favorites. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hello, everybody.
Can you read a podcast?
Did I say something?
you did say, if you're reading this, you must be a member. And I thought, members get transcripts. Nice.
Well, now that we're in this, and I've already messed up, I'm actually having a drink tonight, and I'm wondering, what would you guys guess would be Elon Musk's favorite alcoholic drink?
If I knew more about alcohol, I feel like I'd have a finger hold to guess this, because I think I know Elon Musk and his personality, but I don't know enough about drinking. I mean, you could go with the easy one and say he just doesn't drink because he needs to keep his mind sharp, but that's probably not it.
That was what I was going to go with. I also know nothing about drinks. I do drink beer, but I don't know anything about mixed drinks or anything. I'm going to just throw out a Moscow Mule because I like to say Moscow Mule.
Honestly, if Alex hadn't told me everything that there is to know about Elon Musk already, I would have also assumed that he doesn't drink.
Well, according to the book by Ashley Vance, which you can read, unlike this podcast, he does indeed mostly stay sober, but his favorite drink is a Diet Coke and vodka. And I'm like, Diet Coke, that is my favorite drink after water. Oh, vodka, that's my favorite alcohol because it's potatoes, basically. So I'm enjoying a Diet Coke and vodka.
Your reasoning for vodka being your favorite alcohol is weird.
It's based on the premise that potatoes are inherently good.
Yeah. I don't know if I buy that.
I mean, it really doesn't work because we've talked about how I'm a super taster, and that will be the first thing to go when I can get a cyborg tongue. And so you'd think that I'd like beer because it's basically liquid alcohol bread, but no.
Wait, you're going to give up the super taster? As a fellow super taster, I feel like those people who are hearing impaired who don't like the idea of cochlear implants, why are you going to get rid of your super tasting?
They mostly out of survival, because one day, let's just say that I'm like on a desolate island, or let's say it's a post-apocalyptic situation, and I just need to eat like lots of raw flesh or raw vegetables, and somehow I survive this, it'll just be a more pleasant experience if I don't have to intensely taste all those things.
There's so many things you could do that would be better in the after times, but for now, don't you like the ability to eat a saltine and taste all the different nuances that the regular people don't taste?
I mean, that is true. One time I could tell that somebody had off-brand saltines, mm-hmm, and I'm mm-hmm. like, and it was a very, I don't want to say that this person was a producer of an Oscar award-winning film, but I'm going to name drop that just because give your guests real saltines, guys.
So, Savannah, are you a super taster? Because although I've never been tested, I tick all the boxes for being a super taster too. So
wow,
are you the odd one out here?
I am. I'm a regular taster, I guess.
Just a regular taster.
Yeah, and Alex was the first super taster I ever met, so I didn't realize it was such a common thing.
Well, you don't know unless you take the test. I mean, you might guess. Like, Jason, you should just order that test and try it.
Yeah, I know. It's just like to pay to be tested about being a super taster. Because if I fail, then it's going to be, no, you just taste some things strangely, which is because I definitely taste some things strangely, like, you know, cilantro. Don't get me started on cilantro.
But a lot of people think cilantro tastes like soap. That's
true.
I am just fascinated that only Savannah here is normal. But tonight we have come up with a game because we're such big fans of Robot or Not. Savannah and I have created something called Elon or Not. So what we're going to do, Savannah and I are going to take turns reading quotes that may or may not be things that Elon Musk has said. Both of you can guess whether or not he said it. And if you are correct, you will hear this noise.
A pleasant ding.
And if you're incorrect.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
A sad
that noise.
I kind of want to be incorrect now.
Yeah.
Wow. This is real artisanal, handcrafted, not pre-recorded, Jason, sound effects.
So if Don't Look at Me, I
you got the soundboard for the whole pundit showdown back in the day.
That's not my show. I just was on them. That's all. I'm excited because what this means is if we're right, somebody new came into the store, and if we're wrong, a clown is with us.
A clown is always with you, Jason.
You're always 5 feet from a clown. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
This is now a horror podcast.
Oh, all right, let's get going with this nightmare. I have the honor of reading the first quote. Maybe the only significant difference between a really smart simulation and a human being was the noise they made when you punched them.
What do you think?
I don't like the tense of this. By the way, if the non-Elon quotes, are they just come from any place that's not Elon Musk, or is there any kind of theme, or can those be constrained in any way?
Sure. Those are quotes from other folks. So I guess if you guess that it's not Elon and you want to also guess who it is, that would be cool.
You'll get a happy honk.
Oh my God.
Wow.
If you can also guess
a whole like one man band over there, like the whole setup with like the giant bass drum and...
Midwest podcasting, guys. It's real art.
We have like a whole Chuck E. Cheese band back there.
Is the clown threatening you in any way?
No. Don't worry. We have many, many code words for that. It's own password. Everything's fine.
All right.
So,
would you like the quote again?
Yeah, I remember it. I'm trying to nail down the non things. Like these could be. Are these just all spoken, or are they spoken and written? And like,
we can't say.
Yep.
Too much information.
Well, we know Elon has on many occasions talked about his belief that we may be in a simulation. So we're certainly led to believe that this could be Elon because of the simulation.
I think the key things are the tense and the punch in the face. Elon is kind of a jerk, and so he would put punching in the face in there. But the quote, can you read it again?
Yes. Maybe the only significant difference between a really smart simulation and a human being was the noise they made when you punched them.
That sounds too, like, introspective or, like, it has too much perspective to be Elon Musk. I don't know if he wrote anything. I haven't read any. I don't know if he wrote any books or anything, but it sounds like something someone would write in a book. So I'm going to say no, not Elon Musk.
And I am going to agree with John. I feel like the simulation thing is a red herring, so I'm going to say no.
Correct.
Well, we get two things.
That was from, because you both got it right. Terry Pratchett's book, The Long Earth.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that, but it definitely did. Definitely sounded more, I don't know, elegant than.
I'm
Elon
impressed.
Musk.
We really thought
we
could
set
get
a trap, and nope,
one.
Nope, we didn't get you. All right, next up, Savannah.
Worried about the rest of our question now. Okay, all right. My brother and I finally agreed we would ban conversations about AI or simulation if we were ever in a hot tub because it really kills the magic.
My brother and I don't know if he has a brother. Alex would, of course, know this.
You're not allowed to ask Alex for help. That's
kills
cheap.
The magic. That sounds kind of, that whole quote sounds kind of bro-y enough that it sounds like Elon Musk to me, so I'm not very sure, but I'm going to say Elon.
Yeah, and I'm going to say Elon too. I think I do know that he has a brother, and that this has the ring of familiarity about it, maybe even a little bit. So I'm going to say yes, Elon.
Yay. Perfect, 2 for 2.
Jason's just copying me.
Pressed.
Yeah. Well, I'll go first next time.
Okay.
But I was lying in wait, letting you come up with all your information, and then I could, if you chose wrong, then I would have hopped on it. But you chose the one I was going to choose, so. It's fine.
All right. Next up, I guess you could call it a, quote, failure, but I prefer the term, quote, learning experience.
I'm going to go first, and I'm going to say yes. I suspect this may be related to SpaceX, which has had some impressive failures on the launch pad, but they learn from them. And Elon always talks about how that's part of the experience of going into space is things explode and you take what you can from it. So I'm going to say Elon.
Yeah, I've definitely got the SpaceX angle there, but the quote is so vague that I'm filing a protest against this question because it's so generic that anybody could have said it. It's made to make us think it's Elon talking about SpaceX, but it could be there's no context in it other than success or failure, and it's not a witty saying. It is very prosaic, so it could have been like what your first grade teacher said to you or anything like that. But I'm gonna go yes, Elon, SpaceX.
Who's copying who, John? Who?
I was over it, you know. We can talk at the same time next time. We'll talk right over each other. You'll see we have the same thoughts.
That's good.
Way to get defensive before you even found out if you had it right or not.
And I'm
just turning the tables.
My protest was filed. I didn't waste my protest. It's too generic.
Fair.
One thing that I think is interesting is that the quote is from The Martian, right, mm-hmm. Alex? And you did guess that it was had to do with SpaceX.
Space related.
So I think that, yeah.
All right, so we've got you for one. Savannah, what's the next quote?
All right, here's the next one. Women on average have more neuroticism, which contributes to higher levels of anxiety and to the lower number of women in high-stress jobs.
I think Elon definitely would say that, but he didn't.
Oh, no.
He's smart enough not to put it in a Google Doc and send it around to everybody at his company.
Yeah. Ah, you got it. I guess you get a ding. That's from the Google Manifesto tech bro person.
Yeah, that's a point for both of you. Good job.
Let me sniff that one out.
All right, next up. A little red wine, vintage record, some Ambien, .. and magic.
Ambien? He's not into the drugs. He's all about clean living.
I mean, vodka and Diet Coke, caffeine and alcohol in there.
Red wine? No, I don't think this is Elon Musk. I don't know what he's talking about. He could be saying something snarky about. I know his relationship to women is messed up, but I don't think he is a red wine and Ambien kind of guy when it comes to women.
Here's drama is happening. I'm going to break from John. I'm going to say this is Elon making a one of his trademark funny laugh 'em up jokes.
So, Jason, you got a ding there. John, you are incorrect. That was indeed a tweet after a whole slew of tweets, both about SpaceX, the BFG, which the big blank rocket we're not allowed to talk about on this family show. And I don't remember the context exactly. It's just my favorite tweet ever.
I need to keep lowering my opinion of Elon Musk, I guess, if I'm going to do better.
By the way, just as a clarification, the BFG is a kids movie. The BFR is an off-color rocket.
The BFG is the gun from Doom. Come on, let's get it right here.
Man, the amount of times I've had to edit myself out of this show because I've talked about that darn rocket.
I was very confused why Elon Musk went and saw Steven Spielberg's animated film, The BFG.
Is that where you know that acronym from, Jason? Or have you just replaced the Doom gun with the movie? Because it's new.
I never played Doom, but the BFG is a movie.
Yeah,
BFR is the rocket.
I always, when I saw that movie, I thought, I guess my association with BFG is not as widespread as I thought, because it wouldn't have made it past marketing that they were going to title and brand and they advertised the movie that
well,
way.
But it's a book. It's like a Roald Dahl book from way before Doom.
I know, but
right?
I said like if you take a bunch of people who are my age who play video games and you put BFG in front of them, they all think exactly the same thing and it has nothing to do with the book from a really long time ago.
Yeah, fair.
All right, Savannah, you are up.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes.
All right. I'll hit you with this one. I think a lot about electric cars.
What's next? The quote's going to be like, thank you. Who said it? Elon Musk?
I had toast for breakfast. Right. Did he ever say it?
I'll see you guys later. Elon Musk or not Elon Musk?
We were trying to trip you guys up.
I bet he does think a lot about electric cars, and I bet he did say that sequence of words at some point. I'm going to make Jason go first.
Yeah, it's really generic. I think a lot about electric cars. I mean, he totally does. And so it sounds like something he would say and probably has said. So I'm going to say it's Elon Musk, even though it could very easily not be, because it seems more likely that he would have said it than not.
John?
I'm going to say it's not Elon in the hopes of tying it up. It's like Final Jeopardy, where you bet everything.
Strategy has entered into it. Mm-hmm. Nice, very nice.
I like when you both guess opposites because then we get to play both sounds and you still don't know who was right.
We can't tell which sound, so yeah, yeah. Important because we don't have a good system here.
Yeah, so that was Elon Musk. I feel like that would be mean to do this one and have it not be Elon Musk because a lot of people could have said it, and Elon Musk also has said it. But it is he did say it.
Yes,
I found it documented on the internet, so he definitely said it.
So much for my strategy.
All right, here's another one. It would be quite fun to be on Mars because you would have gravity that is about 30% of that of Earth, so you would be able to lift heavy things and bound around.
He talks about Mars a lot. He wants to send people to Mars. And anybody talking about Mars might say that because it's one of the things that would be cool about being on Mars.
So are you going to say it is indeed an Elon?
Would he say bound? Bound around. Is that an Elon Musk kind of thing to say?
I didn't intentionally emphasize it. I've just already slurped down a lot of this Diet Coke and vodka, which is delicious.
Right. We're going to, that drink needs a name. Let's call it Elon's Musk.
Ew. Extra point for Jason.
Wow. Oh, the clown saw me. Sorry. Scary. Yeah.
See, if you this both was, get an extra if this point was Pundit that. Showdown, you would have lost a point for pandering.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to do a 10-second. Siri, do a 10-second countdown. Oh, that is something she can do. All right.
Well,
5 seconds, you guys.
It's not audio. I'm going to say that is Elon Musk.
Jason? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no. I don't know. I mean, he does talk about Mars a lot, but I don't know if he sells Mars with big jumps.
John, you are correct.
He does. Bounding.
Just like
he's also... Exactly. And he's also talked about pizza parlors on Mars, but it's hard to find that exact quote because it was like in a Reddit AMA. So we wanted to have really, really succinct sources.
Can't get good pizza outside New York, but he's going to get it on Mars. Okay.
Savannah, you're up.
Okay. If you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, don't ask what seat.
That could be Richard Branson, the Virgin
guy.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
It's kind of a attitudinal, you should be, you get what you get and you don't get upset. I'm rich and important, just take your rocket ride and be happy. I don't know, does Musk do any, other than the Mars thing, he doesn't have like a rich people get to ride on a rocket thing. He's all about payloads, right? If you know what I mean.
I do indeed know the answer to the factual thing and the innuendo of my problematic boyfriend.
What's the answer to the innuendo? It's really a question.
Family friendly show, John.
Okay.
What do you guys got for us?
I think it's attitudinal enough that I think it's Elon.
I'm going to say not Elon because I too think that this is somebody who's more into space tourism.
So that was actually Sheryl Sandberg.
Sheryl Sandberg.
Wow.
Yeah.
What rockets does she have?
Lean into space.
lean in kind of quotes. I was hoping to get one of you with the fact that it was about rockets, though. So.
Yeah, but they're metaphorical rockets, not literal rockets.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. That was the only big, like, goof them up, I think, that we were going for.
Oh, no, I got some more goofs up
my
sleeve.
Oh, all right.
Don't you worry.
The goofs aren't ending.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life.
I think
we both know
Elon
who
Musk
said this.
That.
Wait, sorry, John, what was your answer?
I said, I think I remember Elon Musk saying this, but maybe I'm wrong. Jason, what is your argument for it not being him?
I don't think I can say.
You know what? In the spirit of if you want to help even the score, Jason, you can help John with this one.
I can just copy Jason's answer. I don't need to know his reasoning.
Okay, fair. Jason, what are you going to say?
Well, do I get bonus points for being able to correctly cite the real source?
You do. I think you need to get bonus points.
John will not get the bonus point.
All right. Well, it is not Elon Musk because it's Steve Jobs at the Stanford graduation ceremony.
Mm.
supposed to be a happy sound.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go with Jason's answer, too, there. It sounded familiar, but he does say a lot of stuff about how he's got to hurry up because he's going to be dead and all that other business.
Yeah, he really does like to talk about being dead on Mars, but not that it would really be a benefit. He seems to be quite afraid of death, actually.
Yeah, a lot of the Silicon Valley people, dudes, are afraid of death, I mean.
All right, what's up next, Vanna?
People are.
I mean,
general,
I too am one of
those
people.
all right. My mentality is that of a samurai. I would rather commit seppuku than fail.
That sounds like what's his name? Larry Ellison. He's all into that Japanese.
Yeah, he's
stuff.
Got a kimono and a Japanese house.
On the other
hand,
he would never kill himself. Elon doesn't like to fail. Jeff Bezos doesn't like to fail. He would also say something like that. I don't know if Elon doesn't like to fail, but I don't know if he would sacrifice everyone else. He would kill everyone else, but not himself. He failed. If this company fails, I'm going to kill all the employees, would be more like what he would say.
Yeah, wow. Your opinion of Elon Musk is degrading as the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I got ones wrong. I got a couple wrong because my opinion of him was too high, so I have to crank it down.
You got it. Yeah, go to the other way.
I'm going to say that was him.
I'm going to say that was him too, because Alex, I would love your read on this, but I get the impression that although he is often a confident guy, you get those moments where you see the abyss where he's beaten himself up over something, and that maybe this is one of those. So yeah, I'm going to say that too.
Okay. Well, so I rang the bell, but like, this is a trick question because this is a quote from him that was in Washington Post that's supposed to be from the book about him that Ashley Van wrote. But he, after they published this article, he like tweeted that he never said this.
I can't deny it because he's got to show that he's a manly man. That's great.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, I have this book and looked for this phrase in like in the Kindle app, and I can't find it. But as we all know, you can, like, the book has been updated 5 times. Usually it's just like, you know, firmware updates. And so now I've ordered an original copy on Amazon of the hardcover because this is really bothering me, because I could have sworn that I have read this somewhere from him. So this will be a follow-up in a future Roboism episode where we'll try to get the nice folks who haven't yet paid for a Relay membership to pay.
But Alex, even if it is in that hardcover book, that's no guarantee that he said it.
I mean, then it's like a one device, did Tony Fadell say it, did he not, type of thing. Like, you know, at least it's on record somewhere.
I want him to have said it because it's very ridiculous. My mentality is that of a samurai. Who would say that?
I mean, speaking of ridiculousness, before I go to the next quote, I may or may not have alerts turned on for Elon Musk's tweets. And
he
so
just
far,
tweeted.
Oh, yeah. We've got, in a few minutes, watch our Dota 2 AI play live on the main stage at the International. And it's an open AI thing.
Ooh.
He just tweeted, if you're not concerned about AI safety, you should be. It's got vastly more risk than North Korea, with a picture that says, in the end, the machines will win.
Every time
he
talks about AI,
that would have been really good for our game.
It makes me wonder how he did whatever technical work he did at PayPal, because you would expect these quotes from someone who doesn't know anything about computers, but he clearly does.
Mm-hmm. I just love how he can go so fast from, oh, we're playing a video game, to, they're going to kill us all.
Right. Yeah.
Forget about North Korea. All right.
It's just that kind of year, I think.
Now that this is like after dark, 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 sad, dark and twisty episode of Roboism. Okay. I'm increasingly inclined to think that there should be some regulatory oversight, maybe the national and international level, just to make sure that we don't do something very foolish. With artificial intelligence, we're summoning the demon.
That sounds like him, because he's always telling us that the AIs are going to kill us and we're being stupid and we should get rid of any we have and don't make any new ones. And, well, he doesn't like government control of stuff, but so that's why this could be a trap, but... I'm going to go over the obvious answer and say that this is him.
What about you, Jason?
I'm going to say, since he seems to be involved, right? He's involved with the OpenAI thing, right? So I'm going to say that maybe it is him, because that's the, you know, concern about AIs and maybe needing regulation. That sounds like a very Elon Musk thing.
Yeah, right. Two, right?
Yeah, two. They both got it.
I'll just hit it a bunch. I feel like his very timely tweet was kind of... Yep.
Thanks, Elon.
Yeah.
He's sending us a message.
Mm-hmm. I just remember we are summoning the demon, I think it was Ray Kurzweil who was like, hold on. That was a fun day. Not as fun as Ambien and red wine, but, you know.
Well, fun is subjective.
All right, Savannah, you are up. And I will say, it's a pretty close race. Jason is ahead by one, but that is because he got the bonus point for
Steve Jobs.
Naming the Steve Jobs quote. Yes.
The billionaire bonus.
All right. Anti-aging is an extremely underexplored field.
So many of those rich, you know, billionaires want to be living forever and put some portion of their money towards, like, taking transfusions from young people and you know, growing babies in vats and eating them or whatever we're not supposed to know about. I bet he would say that it's underexplored. But I don't know if his big thing is immortality. I don't know if that's his deal. What do you think, Jason?
Well, okay. I think it's not him, because this sounds more like a Larry Page thing to me.
Now, you can guess the name, but I've decided, I've now made up this new rule, that if you decide you want to guess the name of the person, you can try to get the bonus point, but if you get it wrong, you will have one of your regular points taken away.
This is not a quote that I actually know, so I cite Larry Page in thinking it might be him, and that makes me think that it's more likely him than Elon, but I don't, unlike the Steve Jobs quote, I don't actually know this quote, so I'm just, I don't think it's Elon.
I don't know the quote either, and I'm going to say not Elon.
Correct, ooh. Not Elon.
And who was it, Savannah?
It wasn't Larry Page, but it was Peter Thiel, and they're like,
"Yeah, I was in the right ballpark there."
Yep.
Yeah. The baby eating and the transfusions.
Yeah, I feel like we could have not taken away points for that since you were so close.
Man, we just had a whole bunch of Peter Thiel quotes. What a guy!
I waded through a lot of those to find this gem. Woof. Anyways.
All right.
So we don't like Peter Thiel, but we do like Elon Musk. Or are we just ironically, liking Elon Musk?
Thing.
I can't figure out the Elon Musk galaxy.
I just like all. Unfortunately, I am not a robot. I think you would both agree on. I mean, I don't want to make this robot or not, but I would hope that you guys would agree that I'm at least partially human. And I, like all humans, I have complex feelings towards him. So that's why I call him my problematic boyfriend.
All humans have complex feelings towards Elon Musk? I don't know if that's true.
I should put in the show notes my friend Carly's talk at the Layers conference this year, in which she analyzed Elon Musk's Instagram and just kind of did a breakdown of his personality. And he's an interesting guy. It really looks like his Instagram is some alien trying to act like what they think humanity is like. But it's not robotic enough that you think that it's like an AI that someone had developed. So who's to say? But man, that, I don't know where that hair came from, but it's very nice hair. Next quote. How much time does a woman want a week? Maybe 10 hours? That's kind of the minimum? I don't know.
That want for what is the question there, but that definitely sounds like something he would say, because, again, his relationship, his view of how women fit into his life is pretty archaic and barbaric. And so him trying to estimate how much time a woman would take for anything from his life, I don't know. That sounds like him. I'm going to say yes, Elon.
I'm going to say yes, Elon. I'm reminded of his great line about, and I hope I'm not stealing a future Elon quote, about how his ex-girlfriend was playing a sex bot in Westworld and he thought she was perfect for the part. Slick, Elon. Slick. And also, I think he recently just refused to have his assistant, who was a woman, give her a raise because he tested her and she failed, which is him being a jerk too. So it sounds, yeah, it sounds in the ballpark.
I saw that article and I wasn't sure. It felt not real or like unverified. Is that true? I was really curious.
I mean,
the way it was
did
written.
You see his wife gave a Quora answer saying, I don't know about the specific story, but he did something similar with me and I'm his wife.
Ding the bell, they got it right. Yeah.
I'm in charge of the bell and I'm yeah. slacking.
I was Wait, making
are you guys
this
actually
vague
in the
flapping
same place?
Motion.
This is novel.
We
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Bespoke Chicago podcasting.
Oh my God. Every time.
I'm sorry.
Terrifies me.
But yes, that is indeed an Elon Musk quote. I believe this is also from the book when he was talking about his dating life. And I really
right.
cannot tell if Elon Musk is extremely sexist or just extremely weird.
I can tell.
Can it be both?
Oh, indeed. I mean, oh yeah, the whole thing about the robot, the Westworld. His girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't. I mean, I will say definitely sexist, but I don't know if extremely sexist is the word.
Does it matter? I don't care where somebody falls on the scale. It's
this quote definitely has the alien angle to it too, though. It definitely has that, like, I do believe he really organizes his life in terms of blocks of time, and when he thinks about dating, he's like, how much time do I need to allocate and in my life to girlfriend? Is it 10 hours? Is it 5? Is it 15? I don't know, but I need to pick a number and put it in my spreadsheet. And that sounds, you know, that he's strange like that, I think.
I mean, and the thing is, this, while Elon Musk can be sexist, I don't find this quote necessarily sexist because it's in regards to his dating life. And
right.
In college, my girlfriend, now wife, I sent her, I think I've told you this, Savannah, I sent her a bulleted, it was either a bullet list or a checklist of things that I could or could not do in terms of like travel or like nights that I was studying and could not hang out and like the maximum amount of time we could hang out together. Went over fine at the time, just kind of like grinned and bore it. But like, I'm like, okay, you big weirdo, I understand.
So I feel like this is a little different because this feels very video game to me.
Yeah.
Of like,
How much can I fill, like, in terms of my girlfriend points?
Yeah, but there's, like, problematic associations with that because of, like, video game history of, like, you win the game and get the girl or whatever.
Wait,
you know?
Is the video game industry sexist?
And also, he's not telling a specific person, here is when I can and can't be with you, with the implied thing that I would like to be with you all the time. I was like, can't, but he's always trying to maximize for how can I have this? While at the same time, not take away from the things that I want to do, or take away from them as little as possible. So, what can I get what I want from you and give as little to you as possible? That's his MO.
An efficient one. Not that that's good.
You're very generous about this.
If the other end of that equation wasn't another person, sure.
All right, Savannah. Next one.
Yes. Okay. We should hope that it's true that we're living in a simulation.
He's all about the simulation. He's got those people working on to figure out if we are in a simulation and to break out of it. I think it's him.
I agree.
Good job.
Yeah. That was kind of a softball, not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, he talks about simulation a lot.
I think he's interesting in hoping for it, though, right? I mean, that's like, that means that he has some very specific things about how There, it better be better than this. This better not be all there is. That's an interesting worldview.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It's optimistic.
Yeah, I think that's what like makes him sort of not definitely unique, but like semi-unique in that like that's not something I thought about or read a lot about as a kid in science fiction, because at that time, like, You know, like early 2000s young adult fiction was like super dark and stuff. So the idea of like this utopian, the idea that this is just one angry teenager's game is really interesting. And I really like it when he goes off the rails on simulations, even though some people think it's a little silly. All right. I think this is our final.
No, I have one more.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. That's
right. There's two
more. So my final quote, and then Savannah has one more, and then we have a bonus quote, which is only bonus in that that's what I'm calling it. For my final quote, the whole age of computer has made it where nobody knows exactly what is going on. And we have speed. We have a lot of other things, but I'm not sure we have the kind of security we need.
That's Donald Trump.
You said that so eloquently.
All right, two points for John. And I searched far and wide for a sentence I could say semi-eloquently about computers that Donald Trump had said.
He doesn't say anything eloquently.
It was not a successful search.
The way that you said the whole age of computer, like I think you said it the best that you can without it. I mean, you know,
even
like
if
it's
I
really
allowed
hard.
That you had misread that and forgot the rest of it, it's just the cadence, the stupidity, it's all.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you could have gone with, I have a son, he's 10 years old, he has computers, he's so good with these computers, it's unbelievable. The security aspect of cyber is very, very tough.
Jason, that is probably my favorite Trump quote of all time, and the fact that you can recite it is wonderful.
I had to call it up to get the second part of it, but yeah, I mean, I have a son, he's 10, he has computers. He is so good with these computers. It's unbelievable. It's just the best.
And it should be noted that this quote wasn't really in regards to, like, it was super vague. Somebody asked an important, a seemingly important question on Russia. Nobody can actually, we'll put the source I have from the Washington Post in the show notes. But again, it's one of those answers to a question that was like, how do you feel about national defense? Or something like that. All right, Savannah, we have one more, correct?
Yeah.
And this is our special bonus quote. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We have two more.
Wow.
Man.
All right.
That vodka and Diet Coke.
Oh. All right. This one's kind of dumb though. Anyways, Disneyland will never be completed.
Hmm. He probably muses about Disneyland. But Walt Disney could have also said that. Does he talk about Disneyland that much? I'm going to say no, because I think he doesn't think about or talk about Disneyland.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to, is this sounds like it doesn't sound like him, and it does sound like perhaps it's some other famous person, whether it's Walt Disney or not. So, yeah, I'm going to say no.
That was me trying to trip you up. That was Walt Disney.
That was Walt Disney.
I was like, this is a silly quote, but they will definitely think long and hard about it. So I appreciate
that's what we do.
That.
Yeah, thanks for putting in the effort.
All right. This, I think, is...
Well, we had a final like sign-off one.
Mm-hmm. Before we do that, I just wanted to thank you guys so much for being on this silly show and playing our silly game. For me, especially, both of your writing, shaped my childhood and how I, let's say adulthood, who knows how old I am. And like not only my career path, but how I think about science and, thanks for being, I hate using the word ally, but, you guys are great allies for women in tech and STEM, and we enjoy your work so much.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us, really.
And thank you, everybody who's actually listening. Don't drink a Diet Coke and vodka. It's very strange. I mean,
it's a terrible name.
It's strange,
Musk.
Like Elon Musk.
Elon's Musk. All right, let's do. Do we want to do the final quote, Savannah?
Sure. All right. It's quite possible this asteroid is not entirely stable.
Oh, come on. Not entirely stable. Glad you're here to tell us these things, Professor. You want to get it, Jason? You want to do the honors? Oh, you don't
My
know?
Knocks.
You don't know who says it?
Oh, I was right.
To be fair, I cut a word out to make it not super obvious.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yay. Yeah, yeah.
I was going to the Minox give
but
it away.
Say, who this. Says it? It's not Han Solo. It says that.
No, it's C-3PO.
Yes.
Right?
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That clown needs to take
like
some medicine.
The clown is like in the distance. It's like in the closet across the room.
Gary keeps his distance.
Oh, no. What have you done with Gary, the privacy clown? Oh, no.
All right. Where can our listeners find your work if for some reason they aren't familiar?
Well, for me, you read me at sixcolors.com, podcast at theincomparable.com, and of course here at Relay FM. And robot or not is at theincomparable.com/robot for all of your determining whether things are robots or not or other determination-based podcast needs.
I am doing a bunch of other podcasts, but it's easier just to go to my website that I never update and click on about. So if you go to hypercritical.co, because I couldn't get the .com, and click on about, it will list all my podcasts and you can go and listen to them.
We'll also put all of Jason's awesome recent iPhone coverage and John's, because I've decided I want to, and this is my show, his article about my favorite video game journey, which don't even Google it, just buy the game and then read his article. All right, this has been another episode of Roboism. I'm Alex Cox.
I'm Savannah Million.
Thank you for listening. I'm not really that appealing, but I promise I'll never fool around.